Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
Okay, buddy, thanks for taking the time to spend with us here as we put a wrap on the 2012 season. Let's start with the decision to fire head coach Chan Gailey. You mentioned that when you have to relieve a head coach of his duties, it's never a good day for a general manager. What was that sit-down like with Coach Gailey?
About as bad as it gets, even though Chan made it as good as he could. He knew that we just didn't win enough games. We talked about it, throughout the year, where we needed to get to and where we need to go. For whatever reason, we didn't get there. Guy couldn't work any harder than he did or any classier than he was. High character guy, smart, always been successful. He's won everywhere he's been. And it was heartbreaking, really.
You have publicly said that you're not a big fan of starting over, and this is an organization that's had to do that a good deal over the last dozen or so years. Maybe explain to the fans what made your feelings on that change in this particular instance.
You know, I think I say stay the course all the time, and you want to stay the course if you're on the right course. You know, if you're headed in the right direction. And I think once we got to toward the end of the season and we weren't going in the right direction, then after 3 years, you gotta make a change.
So looking at it, when do you think you came to that realization? Right there at the end of the year?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly, Chris. I know Chan and I talked about it with like five games to go when we were still mathematically alive. We said we gotta do good enough to be headed up to justify going on the way we're going. And I think any time, realistically, that you don't make the playoffs, then the year's a failure. I don't care if you're 9-7 or 7-9. If you don't make it, you don't make it. So that's not what you start out trying to do, and you failed at it.
Do you know, the coaches are one part of the equation. The players are obviously the other part. Do you feel there were any other dynamics that made Chan's job and the job of his staff harder to succeed? And I'm not saying it's necessarily from the player's side, but was there a dynamic involved there that made it harder?
Well, I think when we started out that we were we weren't very good. We didn't have very good players. And we actually got rid of some that we had for different reasons. So we basically started over. And then we didn't have quite enough. Injuries hit us the second year. So I think those things were, and the way the ball bounced some, even though that sounds kind of phony, but I think that was out of his control for sure.
Buddy, you've said more than once that you believe this roster is better than what it was when you first took over as general manager of the Bills, but do you believe the potential of this roster has been maximized?
Probably not, no. You know, I mean, I think we were, and I don't think that necessarily falls just on the coaches. You can coach them and put them out there. They got to do it and make plays. So I think that there's three parts. I think our evaluation, I mean, I take full responsibility for what happened. I put them out there, but they got to make plays. They got to play, and we didn't make enough for whatever reason.
You mentioned trying to change the losing culture, and it seemed as though Chan was moving that team in that direction. I mean, you look at 2011, the team's 5-2, riding high. It seemed like it was right on the precipice of being pushed out of the way and eradicated. Do you feel that that has crept in a little bit, crept back in, and does that need to be fixed by the next head coach?
I think for sure it's crept back in some. I mean, if you look back over any coach's tenure, there's one or two games each year that keep you from being successful or get you over the hump. And you go back to our first year here, Pittsburgh, we drop a pass in the end zone. Baltimore, we fumble. We got both of those guys beat. They're great teams. Those kind of things, the New England, we fumbled twice, or we beat them up there and here. You know, we turned the ball over. You play New England, that's the team we're trying to beat. you got 10 turnovers and 20 penalties.
All right, let's move ahead now to the coaching search here. You know, it's a big undertaking always when you got to do this for an organization. You want to hit on it right, and you're also in competition right now with six other NFL franchises for the right guy. How are you assessing that, knowing you have competition? You want to get the right guy. At the same time, you don't want to be too hasty, but still get the right person without somebody else getting your guy.
Well, let me say this to you. I don't care if it's the first guy we interview or the 10th one. Once we are say, this guy fits what we want, this is the guy, then we'll do it. So, you know, all I can tell you is we're going to take them one at a time and evaluate them, and we won't say, let's go see if we can find a better one if we're happy with that guy. We'd go ahead and pull the trigger.
Buddy, the last time you conducted a coaching search for this organization, you had the prerequisite that you wanted someone that had prior head coaching experience. You mentioned in your press conference earlier this week that is no longer a prerequisite. Why are you opening the field, so to speak, to a wider pool of candidates?
Well, I think you don't want to eliminate anybody. You know, there's guys, you think about guys that's never been a head coach, never been a coordinator. Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin, those guys step up. John Harbaugh, coach special teams. So, I mean, the league's full of them. So you got to go with a gut feeling sometimes. You do all your work, and you say, this guy's got something about him. He's the one. Let's do it.
I know you want to take enough time to make sure you get the right person, but in your mind, do you have a timetable? We better have this guy in place by this time, otherwise we may fall behind in getting assistance that we want or the coach getting assistance, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's got to be.
Absolutely. You think about that, but I don't think you can panic. I think you got to be sure you get the right guy. You'll get assistance. You can get them. They are not, you may not get what everybody perceives as a top quality guy, but they're good coaches out there, and all of them want to coach in this league.
All right, buddy, as always, thanks for the time. Good luck in the head coaching search.
Thank you.